During my discussion with Sana Zibi Lockhart yesterday, we understood that Sanha does not certify any of the KFC stores across the country. However, there are halal bodies that do certify KFC stores in parts of the country. I spoke with the MJC Halal Trust Sheikh Ahmed Sadiq to understand what the MJC's take is on the halal status of KFC.
We are certifying the brand. We call it the outlets. Because everyone, like the KFCs and all the others, they have main office. So the central office would then have the branches, which managing all the branches, right? Which we call the outlet. So you have outlets in different places, like in the Western Cape, in different provinces, and so forth. So what I refer to, we are certifying 33 KFC outlets or KFC branches, which means most of them are in the Western Cape, and two or three of them are in Gauteng, right? So that's the first part of your question, in the sense of, do we certify the branches? Yes, we are. When it comes to the suppliers, now, the suppliers is part of the halal certification requirement. For instance, if we certify the branch, then we will ensure that the supplier is also halal certified.
Right.
Because the condition is, whatever raw materials you bring in there, whatever ingredients you're using, it must be halal certified. But that particular halal certification is not necessary only by the MJC. For instance, any of the other bona fide halal certifiers in South Africa, and if we recognize them, and then we will say, yes, it's fine, we accept. For instance, it's not only to do with the chicken, right? They're using the chicken, but now they're using the oil, they're using some spices, they're using whatever ingredients. Now, whatever what we call, besides the chicken, that must be halal certified, whatever else they are using in order to produce or to come out with the end product, all of that must be halal certified. And that is what we call the supplier. You understand now?
Yes, that makes a lot of sense
to us. So that is because you won't give a certificate to the branch unless they have applied, and that's part of the application for halal certification, that you need to declare where you're getting the products from, where you're getting the ingredients from, and so forth. So we will then say, if there is one ingredient, say for instance they have a flavoring or the spice they have there, you know, whatever the flavoring they put in there, and we don't have a halal certification for it, then we will refuse them the certificate. Right? Now, on that basis, we also have a confidentiality agreement, because obviously it's their specifications, it's their type of recipe, and but now we want to know what you use in the recipe, is it halal or not? So now we have a contractual agreement with them, whereby they will send us all the ingredients, you know, and then we will establish whether it is halal certified. But then we cannot, you know, as part of the contractual agreement, give it to anyone else. We cannot disclose it to anyone else. But that is their private recipe, their specific way and whatever it is, whatever they're using there. Even if they declare it in their product what they are doing, but we are not entitled to do that, otherwise we're contravening the contractual agreement.
Sheikh, at the same time, we've noticed that Sanha has come out saying that KFC, you know, is not halal, and it's actually sent quite a bit of panic to residents who are now opting not to eat KFC. In fact, KFC sent out a presser stating that, you know, their stores are certified halal. What's your take on that?
You see, for me, if you say now, Sanha say it's not halal, now you can't make a blanket statement like that. Right? Like you can't make a blanket statement that this thing is halal. There's a process to it. Right? But especially if you declare something that is halal and you declare it to be not halal, then you need to justify it. So my question is, whether it's Sana or anyone else, If they declare it not halal, then they have to prove and say why they are saying this thing is not halal. And they have to bring about the evidence, because they're rendering something not halal as, I mean, something halal as not halal. And they made that type of a statement to say, you know, that Kentucky is not halal. So on what basis? I can also give you one other thing as far as the chicken of Kentucky is concerned. You know, the chicken is obviously at the abattoirs. Now, at most of the abattoirs in South Africa, the MGC Halal Trust is certifying them. And I know from one specific abattoir, and that is Supreme Poultry. I'm not advertising them, but I just have to make a point. Now, Supreme is in Mpumalanga, in that side of the world. They are actually, you know, the Kentucky is sourcing this chicken from them. It is but one abattoir. So, but now that abattoir, the chicken is halal certified by us. You see, so that is the source, the supplier. That is one of the suppliers, the chicken supplier. So that is where I'm saying now, where does Sana come about? That to say the chicken is not halal. So they have to really explain and justify whatever way they're saying it's not halal.